Benji slipped silently in through the window and set down his knapsack on the floor of Denny's room. Denny handed him the cooler containing the seaweed samples through the window, then climbed in herself. Benji let out a big sigh, as if he'd been holding his breath for an hour. Then he peered out the window.
Well, what if someone followed us?
I don't think so. I think they were trapped in that cave, like we would have been in a couple more seconds.
Maybe we should tell somebody,
he began. Then he thought better of it and shook his head.
No, if anyone finds out I took you out there, I'm a dead man.
Shush,
whispered Denny.
No one has to know. Not yet, anyway. We'll tell the professor when he gets back, of course. But I'll take the responsibility for it. I promise.
Benji pulled the window down and locked it.
But what if they track us here?
We'll sleep in the secret room tonight, just in case.
Okay,
he said, rubbing his face nervously.
Okay, that's good.
Now let's get this stuff into the secret room. I want to set up my experiments.